Scott, be big in there.
All right, look.
There's Gary Anderson. Me, he's back. Yeah, that's him coaching back in the day, and he's back again.
It's shocking to me.
Why?
It's totally shocking to me because Utah State is a stepping stone job. It's for guys that are on the rise as either a head coach or an assistant somewhere. Someone like Jay Hill at Weber State. I thought for sure Jay Hill would be the perfect fit to go to Utah State. And I'm surprised by this. I'm surprised that Utah State did it, and I'm surprised that Gary Anderson did it. And simply because there's kind of a cycle in a coach's life. And you kind of work your way up, and I can't, it just seems to me that Gary Anderson's going backwards. And if I'm Utah State, I know it's like, hey, we know what you did before. We'd like you to create that again, but I'm not sure that that's a possibility.
See,
I would be nervous, Alex, because you go to Wisconsin, a great job. I mean, it's one of the top jobs in the country, and it's like, well, you know, I didn't get along with the AD. I didn't really understand all this. I don't know.
Barry Alvarez stinks. Come on.
Whatever. But okay, tell me.
But it's Wisconsin. You're right.
Yeah. You know, whatever. And if it was so bad, why'd you go there in the first place? And then you go to Oregon State and you go, what? Oregon State? And then you leave $12.5 million on the table. And it's like, what? It just feels to me like, is this guy ever going to be happy somewhere and content?
Look,
and it just doesn't, I would have that question in the back of my head. I just would.